I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, April 30th, the last day of April. Hard to believe.
Reds due tomorrow, May 1st, and also the Kentucky Derby will be tomorrow.
Oh, yes, indeed. We found out a couple of new electronic features. One is for Google Assistant, and this will kind of help people that perhaps have a more difficult name, or, you know, name that is spelled the traditional way but is pronounced differently.
Right.
Google Assistant now will be able to hear you and, in essence, mimic what you say so that in its own voice.
So you can actually kind of teach it how to pronounce your name or somebody else's name.
Exactly. So okay. You just kind of open up the Google Assistant. Once you get into the settings, the apps, notifications, the assistant, and then see all settings, you're going to see basic info. And then under that is nickname. And then when you hit the play button, that is the name that Google Assistant refers to you as. Now,
okay, so that's how they will pronounce it. And it's usually phonetically, too. So if you don't like that, if they're mispronouncing it, you can hit record your own. Is that it?
You would hit the record button. You would say it into the device. It will eventually stop recording. It'll analyze it and then therefore should be able to pronounce your name in the Google Assistant voice the way that that it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Thought that was kind of cool.
And then it'll have a few drinks and start dialing people late at night in your voice.
That's very true. It's kind of creepy that they're able to do that, but yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, now that was Google. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we just, at least both of us downloaded the new iOS for the iPhone, the 14.5.
Right.
Now, there's a new way to answer your phone with using only your voice. You don't have to use your thumbprint or anything, but you have to have the headphones for it, right?
Yeah, that's the only catch in this one, is you have to have the AirBuds or the Beats earbuds themselves. This is the only this feature will work on it. But in essence, when you get into the settings and under Siri and Search, if you tap on Announce Calls, what will happen is Siri not only will announce the call, but if you have earbuds or these Beats, you can just simply say answer instead of saying, hey, Siri.
Yeah, you don't have to even prompt it with hey, Siri anymore. This is dangerous, Chris.
Yes, it is, especially if you say anything close to answer and you don't really want to talk to somebody.
So how long were you going to be walking around and people were listening to your conversations? Open the phone for you.
That's very true. You can also say decline so that the phone will stop ringing and will send the caller to your voicemail.
Right.
Hopefully they'll have this available besides just the AirPods and the Beats. But for right now, that's the only way this system will work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But you can actually use that phone to save money on your credit card. All you have to do, and this is incredible, is ask. And
yes.
Only like half of cardholders have ever asked for anything from their credit card company.
Yep.
But the success rate, if you ask them for maybe a cancel late fee, maybe lower the interest rate or waive the annual fee,
yeah,
you got 80% chance of them saying yeah.
Over 80% chance, according to this LendingTree survey. So, you know, as we mentioned on the air, the worst thing that can happen out of this is they say no. And you just move on. But you can at least try. But that's kind of where you need to, first off, you need to be in a really good standing with the particular credit card issuer. So if you always make your payments, you know, if you've only been late once or twice or anything like that, it's not a bad idea to call them and ask them for, you know, a little something for all your, for keeping retaining you as a customer. Number one on the thing is, if you carry a balance, it's very smart for you to ask for a lower interest rate, because according to the same survey, the average reduction of interest rate was 10%.
And all you got to do is ask. They're not going to give it to you. You have to ask.
That's a significant interest rate reduction. So they say, you know, you might want to play them off a little bit by saying, you know, well, I'm thinking about applying this card that has, you know, it's 12% lower interest rate than yours. Can you match it? Probably, if they don't match it, they'll come pretty close to it, and they'll probably throw in something else to keep you going. This is also a good one here. If you have a lower balance credit card, you may want to ask for a higher limit. And here's why. That credit utilization, we talked about this before, about when your bank actually reports to the credit bureaus.
Yeah, how much of your actual credit are you using?
Yes, and you know, many a times you you know, constantly pay off your credit card, but because of when they report it, it's always showing you have 50% of your credit card being used.
Right.
So, in essence, if you have a higher limit and keep the, you know, what you normally charge, it'll lower that utilization.
Ah.
By the way, the average increase in credit is $1,500.
That's really good right there, you know?
And
you could drop your interest rate by 10% and increase your credit limit by $1,500.
Yeah,
why not?
Exactly. And then finally, the best one, which I want to try, is to maybe get a reduced or even waive the annual fee. Now, I went into my personal story is I have a Delta SkyMiles card.
Right.
And I know going into it, it had a fee onto it, but you know, I also get a free airline ticket every year. So it kind of
balances out right
makes
there,
the fee acceptable.
Yeah.
But that still means I'm not going to try and see if I can get maybe something different. And this is where you need to be prepared for either hearing no or being prepared to walk away from the credit card, is that if you go and say, well, listen, I'm not going to renew unless you do something for me. So maybe you ask for extra points if it's a points card, or maybe you ask for a reduction in the annual fee. They're going to want to keep your business as much as possible.
Just give me a little love here, right? Show me something. You know?
Exactly. And especially if you've been a good customer, because I can tell you, working in customer service, the good customers who don't call, they don't cost the company money.
Yeah, and so, how do you tell if you're a good customer? The credit card company will call you if you're a bad customer.
That is true.
They'll stay in touch with you, and you don't want that.
We talked a little bit about the new CDC guidelines regarding summer camps, because you know, kids are probably thinking about summer camp.
Sure.
For not
last
too
year was a wash, but summer camp's probably opening up. But they do have some recommendations for us. First off, all the adults ought to be vaccinated. That's just kind of, you know, everything. But kids under the age of 16 aren't eligible for their own shot yet, and there's new variants in the virus circulating. So there's going to be some extra precautions put in place, too.
I think the biggest one, I mean, mostly it's the stuff that we've been used to, the 6 feet social distancing, wearing masks outside, you know, washing your hands and what have you. But this is where it's different. They say if you're in some sort of like a little pod.
Yeah, like your cabin, let's call it. Yeah,
your cohorts is, I believe, the word that the CDC used. You can actually reduce that distance limit from 6 feet to 3 feet as long as you're wearing masks.
Right.
They also talk about, even though, for, you know, again, fully vaccinated people can be outside without a mask. However, you're unvaccinated for those under the age of 16. They do recommend that you still wear a mask outside and only take it off for eating, drinking, and perhaps swimming or even taking a nap. But it's just common sense stuff there. And then they also talk about keeping the mask on, especially when it's outside or even in the evening when you're sitting around the campfire and you're doing the singing and the chanting or shouting. Because that, again, is where all the droplets of moisture come out of your mouth that could carry the vaccine. And then, yeah, as you said there, Storm, try and get everyone over the age of 16 to be vaccinated. If not, get them to be in a two-week self-quarantine before arriving to camp and make sure that you have a negative viral test taken more than 3 days before your arrival.
Yeah, just to be extra safe right now. It ain't over yet, folks.
No, it's not. We found out about a new feature on Netflix called Play Something.
It means I'm going to be on the couch, you find me something. I've already tried to figure it out. And we kind of related it to channel surfing back in the old days where you would go through all the channels to try to find something to watch. And
right. The
way I used to do it, if I couldn't find anything, I would lower my standards and go through again.
Yes, it is very true. And then you're like, if you end up on C-SPAN watching Congress, yeah. you're set a very low bar.
I'm going to watch another episode of Card Sharks.
Yeah. So basically what the system will do is it will do this automatically, but it will kind of look into your bin, your watch history to see if you have if there's something new in there or something related to it, something maybe you started watching and didn't finish, maybe something that's been sitting in the queue for over a year or whatever. And then you can, in essence, tell it to skip past it or to go ahead and watch it.
But it does the work for you. It kind of figures out what you've been watching. Maybe you'll like this. Maybe you'll like that.
Yes, because you can get super lazy and enable the text-to-speech where you're just shouting commands.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
And then you're ready to go that way.
I want to be that old man shouting at my Netflix.
And then finally, we learned that there's a good reason that they are calling it Bone China.
Yes.
Not because of its color or its strength. It's because there's actually crushed up bone in the making of Bone China.
Don't freak out, vegans, if you've been on Spode Bone China. It makes it stronger, but the bones, they're pretty much inert organically.
Yeah, because there's two ways to make China. The original way, which is the hard way, that was created by the Chinese back in the 7th century.
Right.
There's a problem with it. It's one, you need this particular clay that you can apparently at the time only get in China. And then secondly, you have to heat it extremely hot. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's not really as durable as you would want. So let's fast forward to the late 1700s. And there was an Englishman who invented something called soft paste porcelain and found out by including crushed animal bone that you can not only make it at lower temperatures, but it actually is more durable. And it actually, it was Josiah Spode the second.
Yes. Spode China is still very collectible and famous today.
Yes. Apparently his formula for bone china is still considered the customary and the way that you make bone china.
Yeah, it makes it a lot stronger too because the original porcelain from China chips very easily, but it's also very expensive.
Yes, very, very expensive. They said that they've been working on synthetic bone ash, which is what you make when you crush up the bone.
Right.
But it doesn't work quite as well. So for now, if you're looking at getting that China handed down from generation to generation, 9 times out of 10, if it's bone China, which it probably is.
Right. It's got real bone.
It's got real bone in it. There's our show for today, Friday, April 30th, 2021. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the Audacy app. That's AUDACY.
AUDACY. And remember, in the words of Dolly Parton, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get your shot. Wear the mask and remember the sun is always shining. We'll see you Monday morning.